Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net. I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Dion with Dionco Inc. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Kemp.
Happy New Year to you.
And to you.
Let me set you up as what you are, a subject matter expert. You're a psychologist. Your focus as a consultant is why the consumer does what he or she does. You do work with us. We, in the fall every year, we do a display contest, and we have people submit their store displays, and you judge them, and it always makes for a great article. The reason I want to talk to you is because you're doing a seminar on a very interesting topic at Surfaces, but let's get to that in just a minute. First, let's just kind of catch up with what's in the consumer's mind right now. What are they thinking?
Well, you know, they're all over the place, Kemp. You know, we're seeing... we've been seeing it for years, what we call, you know, the fracturing of, you know, the middle market or the, you know, the mainstream market or whatever. I mean, there are so many niches today that, you know, there are wealthy consumers, and by the way, all indications are that they're coming back to the market in a very big way. Luxury retail did very well this Christmas, thank you. So that, you know, some good news there for those particular upper-end sellers of products.
Just to jump in real quick, too, I can tell you that one of the carpet companies that focuses on the upper end of the market is Dixie, and they've just released some numbers, and their sales are up, so that validates what you're saying there.
Yeah, absolutely. That better heeled customer is even better heeled. So, yeah. And they were a little embarrassed to spend a year ago when, you know, we were kind of in the middle of the recession, a year ago, just coming out. They were a little hesitant to, you know, kind of be spending and looking better off than everybody else. But, you know, they're coming back now, and they are out there spending. We've got clearly the low end of the market, and they are, yes, struggling. We still have 90% of our population who are employed. Certainly some of them are underemployed. But the consumer is starting to feel a little bit more optimistic. And that's good news.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons that the affluent weren't spending a year or so ago is it may be political. They just were unsure about where we were headed. And now that the House is back to where it is, it looks like Washington's a little bit more level, I think they feel a little bit more secure. Do you buy into that?
I don't know. I mean, if you look at, you know, the wealthiest people in this country over the last 10 years, their wealth has pretty much quadrupled, at least.
Right.
And so there's just been a huge, huge growth in that upper end. And so even if they were feeling a little pessimistic, they still had a huge, huge amount of money.
Right. All right. So you're giving a seminar at Surfaces, and it's actually on a really interesting topic. You're giving advice around how independent retailers should set themselves up versus the big box retailers. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, actually, I'm doing two sessions at Surfaces,
okay. And
it's really interesting. Both of them complement each other. The one that I'm doing in the morning is about, yes, how to beat the big box retailers. Mm-hmm. So how an independent retailer can create realistic strategies and realistic tactics that can have a significant impact on beating the big guys, beating Home Depot, beating Lowe's, beating the IKEA, beating the big boxes. You can do it.
Yeah, there's actually a retailer that's a friend of mine, Patrick Molyneux, up in Pittsburgh, and he's written an article or two with us over the years talking specifically about this topic, and he actually likes being near a big box retailer because it's easy to sell against them. That topic that you're doing is on the 24th, which is Monday, and that's from 9 to 12. So that's the day before the expo starts in the morning from 9 to 12. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And then my second session is in the afternoon.
Same day. And what's the topic on it?
That topic is, again, really complimentary. It's, you know, where's the consumer going? And so it's very trend-oriented. So in the morning, we talk very hard tactics. In the afternoon, I don't want to say we talk dreaming, but we rather talk, you know, very, very strategic kind of thinking about where you need to take your business based on where the consumer is at today and where they're likely going over the next 18 months.
Now, how do you keep your saw sharp around specifics around flooring? Because, you know, you do seminars. I know you are an expert in a lot of areas around retail. How do you stay specific to the flooring industry?
It is not difficult, because I'll tell you right now, the same consumer that is out there buying furniture, who is out there buying sweaters, is out there buying any and every product, is also buying flooring. Mm-hmm. It's the same customer.
Yeah.
And so what I really try to keep current on is the consumer.
Right.
And that's what, you know, we have the luxury of working with some of the best and most fun retailers in the U.S. And so we get to see firsthand what is happening in the stores and with consumers. And we also subscribe to a number of different trend resources. And we just try to really, really stay on top of and understand what's in that consumer's mind. And again, as it relates to just about every product category.
Mm-hmm. On the presentation you're doing around competing with the big box guys, can you tease us with a couple little points that you might be making?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of points we're going to be making. We're going to be making points, for example, around inventory. That it is stunning how often the big boxes get it wrong. They carry too much of the wrong stuff, and they really are not able in many cases to assort their stores to a local geographic level, and that's where an independent can really, really shine. They better darn well know that local customer. Mm-hmm. And they better know it a heck of a lot better than some buyer who's located 5,000 or 6,000 miles away. And so just in targeting your inventory to your local consumer can have a profound impact. Mm-hmm. Getting involved, for example, in local activities and charities, once again, owning the high ground, giving back to the community in which you operate. The big guys are not very good at that. They got these national charities and everything. But when it comes to really being predominant in the neighborhood, in the local area, they're not to be seen.
Mm-hmm. And they also lose in the area of service, don't they? I mean, they really don't know how to provide service, do they?
Well, yeah. Home Depot, for example, good example, poster child, years ago under Nardelli gutted their entire sales force. Just got rid of everybody who knew what they were doing and replaced them with part-time know-nothings.
Right.
And, you know, now they're allegedly trying to get back to knowledgeable salespeople. But again, the independent really needs to own that business. They need to own the product knowledge. They need to have the absolute best, most committed people on the sales floor. And you know, the big box guys, that's really hard to do for them.
Well, I did want to talk to you because I want to make sure that the people that are coming to services, the retailers, know that you're going to be doing this, and they need to get there on Sunday night so that they can be there in time Monday to sit through both of your seminars, the one in the morning and the afternoon.
Absolutely. Stay the heck out of the casinos and don't gamble, but come and learn some things I think can make a real difference in your business.
Okay, great, Jim. Thanks again for being with us this morning. Again, we've been talking to Jim Dion with Dionco Inc., an expert in why the consumer buys and the whole psychology around retail. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.